Lucas.
Good morning. We're back.
I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused, episode 285. This is the Kinoko episode.
What?
Kinoko. This guy right here.
That's a shroomish.
Oh, is that what you call him in English? Shroomish, then. Kinoko in Japanese. Because he looks like a Kinoko mushroom.
Like, what the fuck is that?
A Kinoko is a type of mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like that motherfucker.
I think they did away with the Japanese English difference in names, like later on, like way later on.
What, they equalized them and made them the same?
Yeah, I think they're the same. I'll go back and look, but I feel like because lately in like Sword and Shield and all that, like some names are weird. Actually, the one that throws me off was like, what's his name? Patrick Isu.
What the fuck is that?
And Tokomaru, I think is another one. That was like how did that pass like English translations?
Tokomaru.
I think that's his name. He's like a steel electric porcupine looking thing. Electnuts. I mean, Patrick Isu is an electric squirrel. And they're both single evolutions.
So they gave the Japanese names to America, or they gave the American names to Japan?
No, I think they just kept it same name on both sides.
Oh, they kept the divide clear. Like English has English names, Japan has Japanese names.
No, they just kept the Japanese names over into English too. So it has the same name in both regions.
So are they the English names to the Japanese or the Japanese names to the English?
Japanese name to English.
Oh, because
okay. It originated in Japan, so it's always Japan first. We don't make them.
Doesn't that change a lot of their names, though? Like some of them are not even like the names that we know then, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like all the original Pokemon have like a difference between Japanese and English. But later on, I think they did away with that and just kept the original Japanese names for English.
Sure.
So there's no translation. Like Pachirisu, that's not an English name.
Who is that?
It's Pachirisu.
What is that supposed to be?
It's an electric squirrel. His name is Pachirisu in both English and Japanese. That's what I'm saying. They stopped translating. They stopped making up English names.
After a certain
generation, I think.
Oh, okay. I see. So they just kept the Japanese name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think like that's why you threw me off of that name right now. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, oh, yeah, there used to be differences in names.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, yep, that's this podcast about
that's
video
our focus
games,
week.
Anime, movies, comics, all that stuff. And yeah, so we'll start off with our focus weeks. AJ, what you been up to?
The usual. Oh yeah,
oh, wait. First off, TV. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts.
We're live on twitch.tv/collision28,
and then youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. So you can check us out live there as well, or not live, but immediately after. So start off with Unfocused Weeks, AJ.
This thing. I finally did the Lego TV set for the NES Lego system. Actually, I sped around the shit. I did the shit like in probably like 3 or 4 hours. I just fucking like flipped the pages real fast and just did it. Actually, I'm surprised I actually finished it in that short of a time. But it scrolls. This whole game screen on this thing is a little knob on the side here. You twist it and it kind of just goes through a whole level. And just fucking scroll by it like that. It's crazy inside how it's built and everything too. It has like a whole conveyor belt that I had to put together and everything. It's pretty dope. Got the knobs here. The knob actually does a little clicky sound too when you turn it. And I know how that works inside because I put it together. It's like a soft piece of a Lego piece in there that kind of rubs against a gear. Got a little antenna back here too. Only thing that's not complete on this is the sticker I got to put back here that has all the electrical warnings and stuff like that, which I don't know what I do with that sticker. And then this piece up top, we got little Mario up here too. He's part of a different set that didn't come with this NES version. But he's electronic. He talks. And he has this little light on his ass, or on his feet rather. And this scans shit. So, and all this playset shit, I got all the playset shit too for Christmas and all that. Look at these barcodes. This is how it knows what it's reading and everything.
So it's running it through barcode technology?
Yeah. So now it knows that it's playing a game and all that. And as you play on top of this TV, it'll start like making the noises for all the jumping and everything.
I knocked him.
He knocked him over. Yeah, but he knew he hit a mushroom or something. So now he just goes along with the whole game.
He knows when you get coined. He knows all that shit.
So pretty crazy. And then I guess he knows when you're supposed to end the game too. When you're not using him with the TV though, he's playing with this corset up here that I have built up here, which is, the corset is fucking weird too. All it is pieces with barcodes on them. And if it's not that, then it's just a flat piece of Lego. And depending on the color Lego you're on will determine whether or not he knows if he's on grass or in water or on lava. He connects to your phone too, so he works through Bluetooth. And you can keep your own scores of the courses you make in it too. So as you build a course and you play through it, you can time yourself and how fast you can go through it. And the way you play through it too is just you just bounce your Mario around, which I don't like it. It's super kiddish, but
it's kind of for kids.
Yeah, but I get the appeal though. It's cool, but you do it once, you're like, okay, that was fun, I guess. But like I said, like you can. He keeps talking because I keep flinging him around. As you bounce on like the enemies and all that, you collect coins and all that. And then once you get to the flag, then your timer stops. I think you have 60 seconds actually to do it. And then you can time yourself on how fast you can go through everything and how many coins you can collect. When it comes to enemies, you can buy enemies separately and everything too. And they all have their own barcode. So I think it knows what enemy you stop on. Actually, what's cool too is the Baby Bowser, which is your main boss enemy. Once you knock it over and you bounce on top of its barcode, you have to do it 5 times or else you won't get full credit for it because it's a boss. So you actually have to hit it 5 times.
Makes sense.
So that's cool. There's also star power. I heard that with certain enemies, if you have the star power on and then you attack one of those enemies that need multiple hits, it'll only do one hit. So you get your full coins off of just one bounce.
See, more,
on top of enemy.
More reason to be on Team Star.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty interesting. I don't know what it does with the Yoshi yet, actually. I want to find out right now because I got a Yoshi. Oh, I think I get a life or something. Oh, no, I got like 5 coins for it. Okay, that's cool. Well, good to know. But yeah, so did that Lego piece, did some more 3D printing. So Tai Chi, aka Steven, left his arcade stick to me.
Wait, real quick before you go further with that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know, but that Mario set that you have has been sold out for a few weeks now.
It's been sold out for months.
it came back. It came back a little while ago.
It came back for a little bit and it got sold out again. It keeps going up and down.
Yeah, so since the last time it came back, it's been out for weeks. Mm-hmm. It's back out again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you order it now as an apology for people that couldn't get it, they're going to give you a free Lego ice skating rink to go with it. It's a little shitty, old school kind of like style Lego thing, but it's going to come for free with it. So that's something you can get if you want to order it right now. They have it in stock right now, but who knows how long that'll last. So I thought I'd just throw that in there since you mentioned it.
If you go to, when you buy shit off of Lego.com, if you reach a certain like price, like an order exceeds like $50, $60, whatever, you actually automatically get like a free little set when you do that. So,
well, this is going to be bonus on top of that as an apology for those who could not get.
So if you want to gather up like a lot of just random little Lego things, you can do it like that. That's kind of random though too. Like it doesn't even have to do anything with Mario. What they should have done is done one of those blind packs. There's also blind packs that have the little enemies. So these two little guys right here came in as own little blind pack. It's like 23 pieces or something like that.
I think they're just trying to get rid of
done that.
They're trying to
that
get rid of their
cool.
winter toys.
I think that's what they're trying to do because I got some little race car. When I ordered my Lego shit. Oh, yeah, I also have one more set that I haven't done yet, too, which is a Thromp set. I forget how this works, but I heard it's one of the better sets. And it's only available, like, at the Lego stores or at Lego.com. So I'll put that together sometime. There's Tai Chi. I was hoping my Fight Stick would make an appearance tonight. It is! So this is his stick. I haven't showed you this, Steven, but I redid your wiring a little bit. His wires in here are super long, so I cut them down. But I have another plan for them. I'll let you know about it later on. But the main thing is I printed out this little thing that holds the USB controller in here. Before, there's nothing that's to hold it with this stick. It was kind of just dangling around, kind of like how my arcade stick was like that for a while, too, until I 3D printed something for it. So I did that. Also holds the wire. It took me like 30 minutes to create this. But I had to revision it like 3 times, though. Like, here's all the other failed builds. to check this out, too. So I learned something else in 3D printing. Look at this shit.
What the fuck is that?
So when you 3D print something, you can't just print like a box like this because there needs to be a way to support this top part, right, when it prints. Because if it just prints something, it's going to fall through, right?
So you
need to build supports for it. Now, typically, supports will just fill in this whole hole with something, but that's a bitch to tear out. So there's a tree mechanism you can apply to it. And so what it does is it creates a little root on the outside of the thing, and it kind of builds inwards at an angle so then it can support it.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So this is what it comes out looking like a fucking tree. That's why it's called tree support.
That's wild.
And it kind of just plants inside of there, holds itself up, and then you can just rip it out. And they're pretty hollow and light too. So I thought that was fucking crazy and almost creepy too. Aside from that, a lot of Tekken... not a lot of Tekken, but we play some Tekken. We play some Smash, right?
We played some doubles.
Yeah, some Soul. I did test your stick a little bit. I didn't play any games with it, Steven, but I took it into like the Windows mode to see if all the buttons are working, and everything works. So that's good. What else did we play? I know I played some more Among Us. I played something else different. I forgot what it was, though. Platoon, there you go.
Yeah, we played a little Splatoon, that's right.
Played a lot of Splatoon. That's pretty much it.
All right, for my focus week, one of the things I was able to knock out, I got to start off the new season of The Expanse, which that show is fucking amazing.
What's that even about?
It's about a war in the future between space, Mars, and the Belters, which are people that have little colonies and satellites they live on, basically in the middle of outer space. So there's kind of a war brewing between all three groups.
Yeah, so it's takes part in space, then, huh?
Yeah, it's like a very, very science fiction, very, very amazing story. I like how the science is very realistic. Like, the ships fly backwards with their main repulsors, like, keeping them from fucking going too fast.
Oh, shit.
Because, obviously, you know, once you sling yourself, you're just going to fucking keep going, you know?
Oh, yeah, because there's no friction in space, right?
Yeah,
there's
so
no air.
Like, so it's funny when, you know, you watch things and they keep the fucking the jets on because they're like, there's no point. Like, once you fire the jets once, like... the speed's going to keep going.
Yeah.
So they actually talk about those things, and they actually fire reverse thrusters.
Damn,
reverse
they got real science going on.
Yeah, and when they fight and when they have spaceship battles, it's fucking crazy looking because they use real physics, like how they flip around and they'll like flip the ship around and let it fly around with inertia, and then when it flips at the right time, they'll fire the missiles.
Yeah.
So it looks like flipping things, and then all of a sudden they're firing at each other, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Like,
oh, that's cool. I kind of want to see because of all that now.
Yeah, the science is pretty accurate. They have, like, there's even a video on YouTube of, like, scientists talking about The Expanse and how it's the most accurate space battles you ever see.
I like those. Like hearing those, like, when scientists come in, like, and start talking about, like, oh, yeah, this thing does things right, but this show or this movie, yeah, that's all fucking weird. That's not true at all.
Yeah,
I like seeing shit like that.
I think you'd appreciate it. It's pretty good. So I started watching the newest season of that. It's pretty good so far. Other things I've done, I saw the first episode of Stargirl, which is the new TV show in the DC TV series range, you know, Titans, Doom Patrol, and the new one is Stargirl. And damn, it was pretty fucking good. Right away, they show you the Justice Society of America fighting the fucking Legion of Doom, like right away. And all the graphics are good and dope. And I didn't think I was going to care about this show at all, but I'm like, as soon as it started, it was good. And I'm probably going to keep watching that. Other things, I saw this movie. For any nerd that likes fucking battle things, you would love this movie I saw called Headhunter. And it's basically the real live-action version of the video game Monster Hunter. It's about a guy who lives alone in a village outside of a castle, you know, on his own, like, and he's just a fucking... he wears armor, and he has shit that he makes so he can slay demons and slay monsters and shit.
Is it?
He just puts their heads on his wall in his house, and that's how he rolls.
And Monster Hunter is that movie that's coming out pretty soon, right?
Yeah, which has horrible reviews, as opposed to this, which has 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So you're saying, rather than go watch Monster Hunter, go watch Headhunter.
It's $6. $6 on Amazon Prime versus the 20 it takes to watch the actual Monster Hunter movie.
If it comes out.
I think it's... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's going
like in theaters, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But yeah, Headhunter's available now. I highly recommend you watch it. Other things to check out. Oh, yeah. I read this comic. Been trying to read this for a week or so. Daredevil. It's kind of weird. It's written by Kevin Smith. You know, the guy who does Clerks and Dogma?
Really?
Yeah, it's written by him. Because I guess Marvel fans asked for him to be part of Marvel, and he wanted to write Daredevil. So this is way back in the day, by the way. This is like in the 70s, like 90s, 80s kind of time. 90s? Yeah, 90s. Okay. In the 90s. And so Kevin Smith was doing this shit. And this is where you get the battle between Bullseye and Daredevil in the church.
Oh.
It came from this book.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And man, reading this book... I wish I would have read this book before watching season 3 because that would have added tension. Because in this book is famous for Karen Page dying.
Oh, wow.
And that's her right there on the cover.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that until, obviously, after I read the book. I was like, oh, that's fucking Karen. Like, so now I see why people were so hyped for season three and that fucking church scene, because people thought she was going to die. Like, you know, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, and pretty bloodily, by the way. It's very graphic.
Shit. But is it by the hands of Bullseye?
I don't want to say too much. You should definitely check it out. It is... Well, yeah, I don't want to spoil the book for people that might read it, so I'm not going to say.
Just whisper in my ear. Just kidding.
I was gonna try to find a clever way to do it, but I feel like it's gonna get picked up anyway. Yeah, so I read this Daredevil comic. It's great. The manga, Way of the House Husband, I'm done with volume 3. That was pretty cool. It's
just flip to the page and just show it to me.
I could do that. Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool. Lastly, I saw a movie called Run. Have you heard about that?
No,
man, I'm not gonna tell you nothing about it because the plot twist was so fucked up.
I feel like I want to read it now.
What, this book?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna show you nothing.
Maybe I should do that.
Borrow it. It's mine. You can have it. You can borrow it. It's really good. It's interesting.
Add it to my collection of things to read.
Don't thumb too far. Don't thumb too far. Fine. You're gonna ruin it for yourself.
I saw Ice. I'm scared.
Yeah. And there's some cameos between from some characters that you know from the movies. I think you're gonna like it a lot.
Cool.
Other than that, I think that pretty much covers the In Focus week. Anything else I saw? Anything else I did? Oh, like Wags mentioned, we have Wags and DJ Ray in the studios here.
Yeah, I got a studio audience today.
Oh, yeah. They're going to mostly be playing Peanut Gallery.
Got Collision 28.
Oh, my bad. Wrong button. It's this one. Right. Oh, that's them in the background.
But we played the last Splatoon. It was a little refreshing, also annoying, to play fucking...
Turf War
with DJ and Wags, because... I was like, man, I forgot how this was. I also forgot my weapon fucking sucks at that shit. I'm like, but you know, I was like, I started figuring it out as we were playing. I was like, I'm just going to kill people. Mm. That's my lane. I'm gonna stay
you should
lane.
Find a new weapon just for Turf War, so when Splatfest comes back.
You know, I was thinking about it because I was using the range blaster when I was working with them, because that's, you know,
gives it's a still lot a more. Blaster, though.
Yeah, and it still leaves you open until the fucking bubble pops. Mm. Like, you see, you can't do shit until the bubble pops. So yeah. I was like, yeah, I don't like this shit, you know? You
don't want to be like a paintbrush or something?
I have to, I should start practicing now, huh?
Maybe a bucket, you know?
Actually, you know, bucket's the closest thing I can think of to the blaster, yeah. So maybe I will try that out. But yeah, so it was good. We had some fun, kind of went over some basics with DJ, also got to learn some new things as well, and yeah, we get to play a little Turf War and shit.
Yeah, just like we taught Danny how to play Smash, we're going to teach him how to play Splatoon now.
Yeah. but yeah, I guess that basically covers the Focus week. Don't forget... We're also available on Twitter, right? Twitter
at Focus28. Spotify. Gotta remember we're on Spotify. Instagram, Unfocus Podcast.
Closure28.com. Stitcher and all those weird little side things. Yeah. We're available on all that. Oh, and how could we forget Spotify?
That's what I just said.
Well, I want to say it again. Spotify.
You know what else I did too? I forgot to mention. I watched more of .hack. .hack sign.
Oh yeah.
I got 3 episodes left, I think.
Oh, you. Oh shit. So you just got to the weird shit, probably, huh?
Yeah. Oh, the freaking. I don't know who he is, and freaking Maha came through and did some shit.
The cat,
and,
right?
Yeah. The cat. What's his name? The player killer. Fucking got his own. Freaking beast thing. I was like, what the fuck? I don't remember any of this right now.
Oh, man. When you finish it, talk to me so I can explain to you where what happens in the game and what takes place.
You mentioned something to me. I remember you mentioned something about him in the game, that he's like a boss of some sort, right? Like, yeah.
You saw what happened to him, right? Like how he got taken or whatever?
Yeah, you know what? Not really.
What did you see happen to him?
I don't remember what I saw. I don't remember what happened to him. I don't remember what happened.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. Just finish it and we'll talk after
that. I'm
going
to have to go watch it again because I wasn't completely paying attention at the time when I was watching it.
And it happens at the very end of the episode. It's like the last thing that happens, I think. If I'm remembering where you're at, which I think I am, it's something that happens in the last...
Oh, he got stabbed by the freaking beast, no? Or was that someone else? No.
Someone else got stabbed by the beast.
Yeah, Crimson Knight did.
Yeah, Crimson... Yeah, yeah. That's right.
But it's getting crazy right now. So I'm like, oh shit, I gotta actually watch it right now.
It's funny how the anime goes from so chill and then it gets so epic. I know they're building some plots.
Yeah.
But I feel like they flip a switch where they're like, okay, we're gonna get serious now. It's time to finish.
It's kind of the last 4 or 5 episodes that I'm noticing now, because I realized a lot of things were happening where I kept taking my attention away. I was like, that just was like a dialogue anime. What's going on right now? I was bouncing back and forth. Mm-hmm. So I might have missed a couple of key scenes doing that.
You know,
but anyways,
and if you ever want to watch an anime that captures the action of .hack, You should watch Dot Hack Unlimited. It's on Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's only 3 episodes.
Oh, okay.
3 or 4 episodes. That's easy. It's real short.
Yo, when can I watch the movie that came with the game? Can I watch that?
Oh, you were supposed to be watching them as you play the game, so you can watch them whenever, and that's going to show you what's happening in the real world.
Mm.
Dot Hack Liminality.
It doesn't take place at the same time. It's not overlapping with the anime, right? It's afterwards?
Yeah, it's after.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
After, yeah. And then, oh, don't forget, after you're done with that, after I explain to you what happens in the games and you watch Liminality, then you can see the episode, the actual final episode of Dot Hack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's only in the bonus DVD. Actually, I think your DVD does have it.
Really?
They didn't air it originally. I think you have a DVD set, right?
Yeah, I do.
I think it has the bonus episode called Gift or Final or something like that.
Oh, let me see.
That wasn't on there when they aired it on Toonami back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I think I do have one called Final.
Yeah, it's either Gift or Final, something like that. And
Then I got 2 episodes plus that left and out. Yeah. So that's the third one.
That's the real finale. But yeah, try not to watch that last one until I tell you a few things about the game, just so you know what's going on, because you're not going to understand otherwise, you know?
28.
Yeah, 28. Don't watch 28 until we talk.
I'll try.
Actually, no. Return might be the last one.
Oh,
the last two are... Whoa, there's one I haven't seen.
Actually, these don't even have names, because the last one's called Return for 26.
Yeah.
27, 28 don't even have a name.
One of these I haven't seen. So let me know when you finish Return, and then we'll talk, because I want to see those, or see one of those at least. Okay. Wow, that's weird. I didn't know about that. Okay. Interesting. Well, anyway, with that being said, shall we jump into the main part of the podcast?
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What? Let's get it!
I'm going to start off by talking about Cyberpunk. So Cyberpunk's this big game by CD Projekt Red that we've been waiting for years. It's been in development for like 8 years, I think, something like that. And then it got pushed. It's supposed to be coming out like in, it was supposed to be out in March, I think. And then it got pushed to like summer, and then it got pushed to like November. And then they pushed it like a couple weeks more and came out December. And it finally came out a couple weeks ago. And
people hated it.
People are upset. Kay in chat says, buggy POS, point of sales.
Yeah, it's really weird because people, it's not like it's just the haters. You know, you can tell when it's just the haters.
Yeah.
No, it's the general populace. It's like they fucked this shit up. Like it's not done, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's from what I hear that like the story and everything is awesome. It's just the game is just a buggy mess where like certain things don't work. Like the graphics look weird and it doesn't look like what was promised. That's kind of what the complaint is. On top of that, actually, people that play on PC. And also on Stadia, have said it looks fine. Everything looks pretty good. Yeah, there's some bugs here and there, but everything else is pretty good. It's more of the console versions that people are upset about because the game was, you know, supposed to be made for PS4 and Xbox, Xbox One and all that. But it doesn't seem to work that well with those consoles right now. So it's been so bad that Sony and Microsoft both said that they're offering refunds for the game. Which also means you're returning it, though. So people are expecting them to get money back and still be able to play the game. That's not how it works. So if you bought it digitally, you can get a refund. You lose the game. And it was so bad that even PlayStation and Sony also pulled the game off of their online stores, too. So you can even buy it for a while. And then even their website, CD Projekt Red's website, also has a way to return the game and get your money back. Only up until last week, though. Everything might be back where you can buy it again, because there was supposed to be this patch that's supposed to have come out last week that was supposed to fix a lot of the things. I'm not sure where it's at now, though. But it's gotten so bad with all these returns to the point where now the investors are suing the company CD Projekt Red because they lost or are losing money based off this. They expected this game to be hype. They were told that it was going to be working on these consoles and looking good and everything, and it hasn't been like that. And with all these returns happening and all that, now the investors are getting upset and now they're suing. So that's what's going on now. So now it's a class action lawsuit
going on with them. AKA a fiasco.
Yeah, when it crashes 3 to 5 times during a normal playthrough, there's a big problem, says Kay.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
3 to 5 times in a normal playthrough. That's a bitch.
That is kind of crazy, though. Aside from that, like most people that are playing on PC, I've actually kind of liked it, though. So all we can do now is hope that it comes out like on PS5 and Xbox Series X pretty soon. Or you can just go play on Stadia, guys. I heard it's pretty good on there. I heard it's the best way to play it is on Stadia, which is kind of surprising.
Surprise, motherfucker. They had to win sometime.
I know, right?
Okay. Other news. These are just some cool release news coming out. Netflix just released. Sorry, which one was it? Wait, let me start with this first. HBO Max is going to be adding a whole bunch of Cartoon Network things to it first. They're going to be adding Courage the Cowardly Dog, Ed, Ooh. And Eddie, Ooh. Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, and Codename Kids Next Door.
Oh, shit.
Never seen that last one, but I've seen all the other three, and I like the other three. So it's cool. They're kind of rounding it out, because right now they have, like, Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, so it's kind of nice they're getting more of them, you know?
That's cool.
I like to have the whole
thing. I didn't know they had all that on there.
Yeah, yeah. They have a whole section for Cartoon. They have a section for Adult Swim, Cartoon, Turner Classic Movies, DC Universe, and forgetting one, but they have another category too. And if you go to the very bottom of HBO Max, you can just click that channel and specifically look at classic movies, all black and whites.
That's cool.
All Cartoon Network stuff, you know, all animation, whatever you want. They even have a Crunchyroll section too. That's the other one.
Oh, Crunchyroll section too.
It's pretty cool.
Speaking of HBO Max, Wonder Woman is another thing I watched.
Oh, you didn't 84. Mention it. Okay, don't say too much because I only saw the first 15 minutes of it. But I've already heard people's feelings about it. AJ?
What are people's feelings about it?
You haven't heard?
No, I haven't.
No, you tell me first before I ruin it for you. Tell me.
I liked it. It wasn't as good as a previous movie, though. I don't think it's like an amazing movie. It's good. I'm not mad that I watched it, but like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to go watch it again. The enemies were... Cheetah's pretty cool, but the fight was kind of short.
Don't tell me too much.
And there's a main bad guy, which you'll probably find out like right away.
I already know who he is, Maxwell Lord.
Yeah. I don't know about him, so you know that whole thing was like kind of just interesting.
Well, without seeing, I only saw the first 15 minutes, which I thought was pretty damn good, but someone told me the first 10 minutes is the best part of the movie, and I was like, oh wow, that made me feel sad. But I don't know. Damn, that's sad that you confirmed it. I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
The rest of it is more like character development in a way. Like, you're just learning more about Diana, about her more and her powers and all that.
That's what the first 10 minutes were. Like, just character development and how she was as a child,
There's more of that. Like, not from child, but, like, just learning her powers and all that. Because something happens with her powers throughout the movie.
So you
get to learn about her powers and all that. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know she could do it. Or I didn't know they're bringing that into this now. Like in there, there's certain things she does. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot it's one of those things that she can do.
Well,
so
I heard,
you pretty much get more of the actual Wonder Woman that you kind of knew from like the past and all that.
Well, the general review I've been reading is not enough action and plot holes.
Plot holes, probably.
Yeah, I don't know though. You know, I haven't seen it. You know, I don't know. That's just what I've been reading because I have been reading spoiler free reviews because I want to know.
Well, eventually, I'm gonna watch it. Gotta finish it.
Yeah, I
did. You guys watch it?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Turn on your mic. Without spoiler, just briefly tell us what you guys thought about it. Wonder Woman 1984. Briefly, no spoiler.
With no spoilers, I thought that Wonder Woman Part 2 was a little bit better to equal to Part 1.
Oh, okay.
You know,
like, that's a good review.
I agree on the cheetah fight, but other than that, I enjoyed it. You know,
it's dope.
It's Wonder Woman. You have a beautiful woman on screen the majority of the time. What's to complain, you know?
Okay. All right. And Wags, you saw it?
Oh, shit.
You saw it or no?
Cheetah dies. I'm kidding. I haven't seen it.
Jackass. I mean, I hate Kristen Wiig, so I hope Cheetah dies.
Actually,
did she do a good job?
I think so.
Set me up? Okay.
I think she did pretty good.
I'm excited because I don't know. You guys heard me mention it before, but I hate Kristen Wiig. I don't think her comedy is funny. But I was always having a hopeful thought in my head. Maybe she'll do action or scary better. So I like that AJ is happy with her at least.
Yeah, because she's more of a comedian, right? Like, I didn't really see too much comedian things with her throughout the thing.
From the Peanut Gallery, why I didn't finish is because someone else turned it on because they were excited to watch it. So I was actually going to leave sooner than the first 10 minutes, but I liked the intro so much, I sat through the intro. I was like, wait, let me watch this. I want to see where it goes. And I saw the intro up to the ending of the
intro. The whole little girl part, right? Where she's,
and
okay,
I saw the bank robbing scene, too.
Yeah.
And okay. I was like, it's cool. Yeah. But I was like, I didn't... You know, I like the little girl part way more than I like the bank robbing scene. And I'm like, that's not a good sign right away. But
that's
I'm like,
me
but
too, though.
Let's see what happens from here. Yeah,
the whole bank robbing thing was a little too 80s.
Yeah,
too, like,
it felt like Christopher Reeves, but not cool because it's like too late for that. Like,
oh, people
you know?
Were. I'd never seen the Christopher Reeves spot Superman, but people were saying there's a lot of comparisons, a lot of like
callbacks
to that throughout the whole thing, too. which I didn't realize until I saw them side by side. I was like, oh yeah, that is very close to like everything. So yeah, there's gonna be a lot of stuff like that apparently.
Okay, all right. But well, it was good. I gotta watch it and watch it give for a proper sure. review.
Yeah.
But all right, news wise, you have something else for us, AJ?
Oh yeah. Okay, so Smash, right? We got freaking, what's his name?
Sephiroth.
The Fire Emblem character from Final Fantasy. With the longer sword. one thing that everyone's been wanting, one of these, they're like, this is someone that we didn't even ask for, right? No one asked for Sephiroth.
No, I was very shocked.
But we've heard,
I'm not mad about it, but I was just shocked that they did that.
We've heard cries for Waluigi, right? We've heard cries Golden Sun.
Where's fucking Waluigi? That is some crazy shit.
He's a trophy already. That's why they can't do it. Same thing with Isaac from Golden Sun. He's a trophy already, so they can't do that either. And then the other one that people want does he? No, like an actual, like, throw out their trophy that can attack and all that.
Oh, okay.
I think Knuckles is one, too, right?
Is Knuckles one?
I think Knuckles or Shadow, maybe both of them.
Oh, it's Shadow.
Is Shadow?
Shadow, yeah. Silver.
And Silver?
Oh, Silver, too?
Silver, yeah.
Right, maybe we should use those more often.
Maybe we should just fuck with all the trophies one day.
Just for fun, huh?
Yeah, just for fun. Just so we see who else is in there. Anyways, another character people have wanted is Geno. Who's, I guess, a character from the Mario RPG game. He's like some wooden puppet-looking motherfucker.
Oh, I remember that guy. He's on the cover. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, so he's another character that people have been asking for. And guess what? He's in Smash now, guys, as a costume for your Mii Fighters.
Wow. The ultimate dick move.
Seriously, it is.
That's as bad as Cuphead.
Huh?
That's as bad as Cuphead.
Yeah, I guess it's as bad as Cuphead.
Yeah,
Cuphead
looked cool, but I was so mad when I saw his fighting style. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, it's based off the Mii Fighter, so you can customize it to whatever you want.
Yeah, but, you know, there's something about the Mii style just feels very empty. I don't know what it is. I don't like it. This is me.
Yeah, no, I don't like the Mii Fighters either. I don't know. I guess they're fun in some way. But yeah, so now you got Geno, guys. Be happy.
Okay. do you remember Gloomy Bears?
Gloomy Bears.
I didn't give you a link, but maybe you should Google it real quick. Gloomy Bears.
From Rugrats?
No.
That was Dummy Bears, my bad.
Yeah, that's right, Dummy Bears. I forgot.
And I know that. Gummy Bears.
No, Gloomy Bears. They were like these little sadistic like toys that they had back in the day.
Seductive, would you say?
No, that's not the word I said.
I'm sorry. I blanked out
sadistic.
For a second.
Sadistic.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah,
wow.
Okay.
And they were just bears. They have like bloody claws and bloody mouths, but they look really cute, but they have fucking bloody claws.
I feel like I've seen these once in a while.
Dude, they were all the rage like maybe 5-6 years ago. So yeah, definitely have seen them. Like they were everywhere. But I guess they've had a resurgence lately. And for that reason, they've started an anime for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anime. Wait, did these originate from Japan?
Yes, this originated from Japan, I guess. It's a 20th anniversary for them this year. And there's a promotional trailer video on YouTube for Gloomy Bears the anime. And this will apparently become a thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know who's doing it exactly, but you guys can check the trailer out on YouTube yourself. It's called Gloomy Bears Trial. So, you know, see what you think about. Wow. Wow. That's fucked up. Oh, shit. That's terrifying.
Oh, man.
Wow, there's one with a fucking muzzle on his
mouth. Oh, that's a cat, too. That's cool.
Yeah,
I want that.
But yeah, Gloomy Bears, they're coming back in a big way, in an animated way. So get ready. I'm assuming it's going to be something like Super Milk-chan, like comedy over the top, like adult humor and shit. So, because it's probably going to be really cute until they start mauling people, you know?
Super Tree Friends.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably going to be like Super Tree Friends. The Happy Tree Friends.
Happy Tree Friends.
It reminds me of that pink Pokemon, the pink bear Pokemon.
Beware?
Yeah, Beware, the violent one.
Yeah.
Was the name of a Pokemon, Beware?
Yeah, from the last generation, from Sun and Moon.
Oh, hell no. I never saw that. The name is scary as fuck already for the Pokemon. Beware? Like, fuck. That's terrifying.
Pokemon,
That's a good name.
Where?
Bear, but Beware.
Yeah. Like, that's fucking smart, actually. That's a good Pokemon name.
Some of these names are
look at him.
Fun.
Oh, hell no. That thing will fuck you up?
Yeah, no.
What is that?
That's funny. That's some fan art right there. But he's actually like... He's actually like really strong, like really high attack
really
stats.
Violent.
Yeah.
Oh really? Oh shit. Okay.
And look at his pre-evolution Stuffle or something like that.
oh, Extracutin doesn't tell you anything about how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. This fool looks menacing as shit.
That's fan art.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
He doesn't have a third evolution.
I was like, don't tell me, bro. That fool looks menacing as fuck. Like, you'll really fuck your
look
shit
at the
up.
Toy. I hope he fucking flings his arms around.
Beware.
Like,
that's
fucking funny. What's the dude's called from Mario 3? Like some of the final bosses of some of those castles. I forget what they're called. Anyways, I hope he does that shit.
All right, AJ?
Sonic 2, the movie, the live action movie. We got the first one, right? It was all cool and everything. Now, this is probably obvious, but right now there's rumors going around saying that Knuckles is going to be in Sonic 2.
Ooh.
Which I feel like it was a given in a way.
Nah, bro, I really didn't think so.
No?
I thought it was going to be, I thought the third movie, if the second one worked, was going to be called Sonic and Knuckles. And I thought
they could still do that.
Well, I thought this movie was going to be about the adventures of Sonic and Tails. Like, he gets Tails.
Yeah.
And they start fucking up Robotnik together, just like you imagine from the cartoons and from the comics. But that's pretty interesting.
Or from the game.
And from the game, too. You know, all of it, you know, especially the game, obviously.
Have you seen the movie yet, T?
No.
So there's a reason why it's obvious why Knuckles is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like right in the beginning of the movie, and then kind of at the end, if you ever played Sonic 3 or Sonic and Knuckles, rather. But just to give the hint out for the Sonic 3 thing I'm thinking about, you get a glimpse of a mushroom land, and one of the first stages in Sonic and Knuckles is mushroom. What's the name of that level? Mushroom something.
Mushroom Kingdom?
No, it's not Mushroom Kingdom. That's Mario. Mushroom Hill Zone? Oh, yeah, Mushroom Hill Zone is the name of the stage. The very first stage in Sonic and Knuckles. And that's kind of what you get a glimpse of, you know, at the end of the movie. So that's why I'm thinking Knuckles is going to be there because of that and because of what happens at the very beginning of the movie as well. And why was I going to say Knuckles? Oh, yeah, and Sonic and Knuckles, if that's the third movie, I feel like that would make sense to be called to call the movie that because we got Batman and Robin, right? But before that, we had Robin and Batman for forever.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Batman Returns, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
We got Robin and Batman Forever, and then they called the second movie Batman and Robin.
Well, he's already been there. Okay, okay.
Which is like, that was stupid, but okay, so.
And then Amy will be in the third one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's pretty interesting. I'm down to see what they do with that.
Yeah, so. We'll see. I want to talk about it, but you haven't seen the movie yet, so.
Nah. I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe watch it tonight. For real. Maybe watch it right after this podcast.
We'll see.
Yeah, but all right. Other news. I got a breaking news from DJ Ray.
Oh shit.
You want to help me explain this, DJ? Because I don't have time to read all of it. I don't have time to read all this shit. So you got to help me out, DJ. But apparently,
get back to your roots.
Sold his Pokemon cards to fucking go to college?
Yeah, 80K.
Oh, shit.
80K.
What the fuck kind of Pokemon collection did he have to pay for his fucking college?
How many Charizards did he have?
I don't know, but the point is, like, you know how I have my own folder?
Mm-hmm.
You're
gonna save it? You're gonna save it?
That was the whole point, huh?
I'm gonna retire with that.
He has a first edition Red Cheeks Pikachu, which he estimates is worth $20,000.
That's a misprint.
Yeah, that's worth $20,000. And another 21 cards that he estimates selling for upward of $50,000 collectively. And so there you go. So he basically got an extra 10 off of what he thought his shit was worth.
That's crazy.
He thought it was worth $70,000. He got $80,000. That's fucking wild.
Props.
Oh, this Pikachu with red cheeks. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the red cheeks is like a misprint.
Yeah, because he's usually brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a couple of Pikachu. I gotta see if I have one with red cheeks.
Make sure it's first edition.
You don't. You would have noticed it. You'd have been like, what the fuck? Like, it's pretty clearly different, but that's pretty cool.
One misprint that wasn't, I don't think it is worth money, is the Raichu in that series, in the Jungle series. He's like 73 out of 72. It's like, what the fuck? Why is he 73 out of 72?
What? Exactly. Yeah, that's probably not worth anything. That's a mistake.
But it was like a common mistake.
And yeah.
I can't remember anything else. But Charizard, like, isn't he any Charizards in there?
They didn't say. They didn't go into that kind of detail. The only thing they show in the picture is this one Mewtwo that I've never fucking seen. That's the only picture they show you there.
Oh, what the fuck? I've never seen that Mewtwo either.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I mean, DJ sent it to me. So. But yeah, yeah, just found that pretty interesting. Other unrelated news, anyone doesn't know that doesn't live in California, we had a freak thunderstorm a few days ago with hail and fucking sideways wind and everything.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
And apparently, immediately after that, our boy Thor started trending on Twitter. I just thought that was funny. Twitter and Instagram, Thor started trending because like, where the fuck did that come from? Why is it gone? That must have been Thor. Like, right? So apparently, that's where everyone explained it away as it was Thor. All right, AJ, you got some news for us?
Oh, shit. Okay, that was fast. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're coming out with a console.
What?
Yeah, they're trying to build a PC gaming console.
Cooks your chicken, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's called the KF console, where KFC, you know, it says console, you know.
KFC? No, is this real?
Power your
is
hunger. I thought it was a hoax, but it's actually kind of real.
Chicken chamber.
No.
So they're planning to have some, I'm not sure what their kind of system they're planning to put in there. But they are working with Cooler Master, who's a known PC maker. They don't make actual PC, but they make a bunch of peripherals.
Like parts?
My old case, the case you have is Cooler Master. They make a lot of good parts. I think they make power supplies and all that, and cooling. But they don't make actual like motherboards or processors or anything like that.
You build a chicken chamber in
market. It is real. You should be able to warm up chicken inside that shit, says Diplomat, which is true. So they're gonna have the world's first built-in chicken chamber, and this is where you can hold your chicken to keep it warm from the heat of the actual computer itself. They're also saying it's supposed to run in stunning 4K at 240 frames per second. So that shit better have a 380 in there or something.
Can it run Cyberpunk?
It should be able to. If it's going to be running at 4K 240 frames, it should. It sounds like it's going to have a 380 in there if it's going to be like that type of specs. Unless they're running like something simple like Fortnite or something. But yeah, check it out. You want to keep your chicken warm, you can do it in there. You can probably put other food in there too. People are worried about like oils from the chicken dripping into the system and ruining it. But I'm pretty sure they thought about that.
I mean, who would the fuck wouldn't think of the chicken grease? That's the most important thing you got to
think of. Oh, it looks like they're planning to have NVMe PCI SSDs in there. Oh, a Seagate Barracuda, 1 TB. Nice. It's going to be VR ready with ray tracing.
Ray tracing.
Which is cool. Ray tracing is a real thing.
I know. I'm just saying it's funny it has it. You know, one of our viewers...
That's what I'm saying. Better have a 380.
One of our viewers here says, it is real. You should be able to warm up chicken in that shit, too.
Yeah.
To be fair, they'll probably put out directions like, if you only want to warm up your chicken, only put it in for 3 matches instead of 5, and it'll warm it up to the heat you want it to be. You know, like, there should be a little information like...
Play this many games or this many hours of this game to get it this hot.
Yeah, you know, maybe only 1 or 2 matches, you know, just to warm it up, you know? So
Is it more like a PC or is it more like a...
It's a PC. It's an actual...
Ask that again.
Okay, is it more like a PC or more like a console that'll have its own, like, third-party games?
No, it's a PC.
It leans towards PC. It just happens to be able to cook chicken.
That's it.
That's a bonus you got there.
Apparently, it's going to have an Asus graphics card in there.
Oh, and you can swap out video cards, according to Diplomats. Thank you, Diplo. All right, cool.
Yeah, shit. It's a PC, so yeah, if you don't get a good graphics card with it, you can just put it in your own and make it even hotter.
Yep. All right.
Put a Threadripper in there, get it extra crispy.
All right.
But yeah, so look out for that pretty soon. I don't know when, though.
Do they have a price on that yet?
No price on it yet. No date for it yet. Just something that they're working on. But yeah, they're actually planning to sell it. Powered by Cooler Master, Asus, and Seagate, which was the two companies I mentioned too. And Seagate and Asus are actually pretty like good companies. Like, they don't fuck around with their shit. So that's cool.
All right. Other news. Yeah. Lethal Weapon. You guys remember that movie? Lethal Weapon?
Mel Gibson and then the other guy.
Yes.
Donald Glover.
Glover.
Jesus. Not to be confused with the other Donald Glover, the Childish Gambino, right?
So, right.
But yeah, so the Lethal Weapon, is it 5
is
or
it
6?
Is it a Danny Glover?
Oh, Danny Glover, sorry.
Yeah, actually, right when I said that.
I confused it with Donald Glover. That's why I told them not to. I confused it with Danny.
Sometimes Joe Pesci, too.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes he cameos in half of the movies, I think. Lethal Weapon 5 has been greenlit. Or was it 5 or 6? I think it's 5. Yeah, 5. It's been greenlit. It is going to happen. It has both Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in it.
Joe Pesci?
I don't know about that yet. That hasn't been confirmed.
No, he's not. Really?
No, Joe Pesci's not dead, is he? I didn't know Joe Pesci was dead.
He's got to do Home Alone 6.
I think he was just in a movie last year. Unless he died last year. Anyway, The director's been confirmed. The director is going to be Richard Donner. And if anyone doesn't know who that is, that's the fucking old-ass motherfucker who directed Superman, The Goonies, The Omen, and also Lethal Weapon 1, 2, and 4.
Ooh.
He's coming back for 5. I mean, it should at least have the same feel. Hopefully it's a hit. We'll see. That's a whole other thing.
Kay confirmed that Joe Pesci is still alive.
He's alive. Yeah. Shut up, Danny. Stop trying to kill him.
Yeah, no, I just watched Home Alone right now, too. Or just the other day.
Yeah. So, yeah, speaking of the director of Superman, which is this guy, Richard Donner, there was also a trailer that got put out a few, what was it? Yesterday. For the new TV show, Superman and Lois. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Is it a sequel to the New Adventure? No?
Nope.
Reboot?
It's got homages to it, but it's based off of the guy who's playing Superman right now in the CW. He's going to be playing Superman again. And they're actually doing the storyline in the comic books called Lois and Clark, Superman. And that story was the two of them come from a parallel universe and they have a kid here in the DC universe. And they're trying to keep themselves fucking secret because that world already has a Superman. And their kid starts getting fucking Kryptonian powers. And they're like, fuck, this fucks the whole thing up. That's what the comic book's about. But the only thing that seems similar to that comic book is the fact that they do have a kid in this new TV show.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Superman and Lois have a kid. And they didn't say too much more than that. They said Superman believes in hope and fighting for the future and also fighting for his family. And that was the end of it. Yeah, I mean, the trailer is out. You guys can check it out. It's on YouTube for Superman and Lois. I don't know if it's going to be good. I generally don't trust the CW, especially since those new DC shows came out. Like, I think you watched them, right, DJ? Titans, Doom Patrol. Well, I mean, Flash is okay. I'll give Flash a pass. But I generally don't like those CW DC things. I like Titans, Doom Patrol, and Stargirl, the whole HBO thing they have going. I think it's better, personally. But, you know, I'll watch the Superman and Lois, because I actually like that guy as Superman. He looks like Superman, so.
Tai Chi in chat says, they set up Lois being pregnant in Supergirl, if he remembers correctly. It's part of the CW universe.
See, I never watched Supergirl, so I don't know. I believe you.
Damn. Sure. So Superman knocked her up?
Oh, yeah. Kids are like fucking 5 in the movie, in the intro. All right, yeah, so keep an eye out for quickly. That. Superman Lois, if you want to check out the trailers
that's
on
super
YouTube.
Super baby.
AJ, you want to hit us with one more, and then we go to our little...
No, I don't, actually, because I got like 3 more left, so I want to save
it.
Oh,
only 3?
Yes.
Let's do Toy Roundup. Even though Wags is here, you're going to get his projected, you know, feelings, and then you can have him talk about it after if he wants to.
He actually, like, edited it while he was here. I was like, just do it live. He's like, no, I'm going to edit this. I'm like, all right, fine.
Hello, and welcome back to another Toy Roundup. It has been some time. I know it's been a crazy few weeks, months, maybe, actually. Finals, back getting sick, holidays, all that crazy stuff. Grimlock's fine, by the way. 100% healthy. Cost me a lot of money. A lot of toy money. But he's fine. Anyway, so we'll get straight to the news. Diamond Select, a few weeks ago, put out some new solicitations for some new items that you can pre-order now. And among them is the next wave of Avatar figures. You remember the previous wave was, I can never say her name, Azula, and Aang in his Season 1 outfit. This wave, sadly, that wave only had 2 figures. I don't know why. First wave had 3, second wave had 2, and they're sticking with that, it looks like, because the next wave is coming out. It's 2 figures again. It is Final Battle Aang and Sokka. And I dig the Final Battle Aang. I don't know how I feel about that crap coming out the back of him. I think there was a better way to show off the different elements that kind of circle around him. I want to get it, though. Trust me, if I had the money, if I wasn't broke, I'd probably try. Sokka, on the other hand, I think the body is great. That sounded wrong.
He looks too old.
I think the sculpting looks great on the body, but the face, it doesn't really
say Sokka. He looks too serious to be Sokka.
Too serious. Yeah, I know Sokka had his serious moments, but to me, he's more of a goofy character. I think he should have had like one of his goofy grins or something like that. I don't know. What this line really means is interchangeable heads. Yeah. Next up, we have some really sad news for people that collect Dragon Ball. So a while back, because they couldn't do Comic-Con, hi, Grimlock. Come to say hello to everybody. I guess I'll just keep going. A while ago, since they couldn't do Comic-Con, Bandai decided to put their exclusive on their website, Premium Bandai. They had a exclusive version of Ultra Instinct Goku that you can only get from their site, and it was limited. It sold out immediately. Immediately, within the first 10 minutes. This is stupid. But, and then prices immediately skyrocket. People had them at triple the price on eBay before it was even out on pre-order. Immediately $150. Horrible. Then they released a second wave of pre-orders, thankfully. And most people were able to get those pre-orders. But, that second wave of pre-order, which was supposed to ship this December, has been delayed indefinitely. Why? Because the ship carrying the freight of these action figures got stuck in a hurricane, or a, I guess a tsunami. It's like the ocean version of a hurricane. struck the freight, and it lost. There are hundreds of Ultra Instinct Gokus at the bottom of the ocean right now.
So, yo, let's go swimming.
Does anyone want to go scuba diving? Yeah. Bandai put out an email to those that that had pre-ordered these figures. And
that could be money.
They said, basically, well, we're going to try to recoup what we can, and then once we can figure out how many figures we have, we'll send them out.
Wow.
Thankfully, these are made to order, so maybe they can just make them again, although they did lose a ton of money. Next piece of news. Have you guys ever wondered what Captain America's costume would look like if it was designed by Tony Stark? Well, imagine no further, because a company called Sentinel has been releasing a line of Marvel superheroes in armor. And the first one is obviously Iron Man. And then they showed prototypes for Wolverine. There is Spider-Man. Iron Spider, of course. But now there are images, a few weeks ago, actually. Now there are images of a Captain America armor. And it's pretty. It's so shiny. Cool. I love the metallic colors.
That's pretty
the only
cool.
thing I wish they could have done differently is the mouthpiece, the mouth area. I feel like they could have done some kind of weird, like, angular mask or something like that.
I didn't know.
But instead, it's just a flat piece where the mask goes over.
It's got repulsor glass.
I mean, the rest of the figure looks great. I'm not so keen on the face, though. It's $150.
$150? What the fuck? I was like, I'll definitely collect these.
Transformers has a little sideline called Transformers Collaborative where they do
better be made out of freaking
vehicles.
What's capsule
so
made out
done
of?
Ectotron,
it better be made out of vibranium.
The DeLorean from Back to the Future. Fuck, was his name? The hell was his name? And then they did the jet from Top Gun. It comes with a volleyball. And now this next one. This one is called an X-Men Collaborative. And I mean, that's obvious. Yeah. When you say X-Men, what's the vehicle you think of? It's very obvious. Professor Xavier's wheelchair. No, I'm kidding. They're doing the X-Wing. The name is called Expanse, and it is the Blackbird transforms into a robot.
That's cool.
And it's ugly. It's
what? Looks like disgusting. Cyclops.
It looks ugly as hell.
It's a leader class figure, and it is just a retool. He has this weird kind of hunchback of Notre Dame thing going. Like his head is kind of, it sits too low inside of his body, and he's kind of hunched over. He does come with some cool accessories, but the reason he looks that way, kind of hunched over, is because this is actually just a retool of the studio series Jetfire. At the end of the movie, they rip him apart, and they use his body parts for Optimus' new form. Figure was originally like an old man that was hunched over, so they retooled it into this, and that's why he looks kind of weird. But he does have some interesting accessories. He has Cyclops' visor. He's like a mishmash of all the X-Men put together. He's got Cyclops' visors. He's got Psylocke's face beam. He stabs you in the face with Wolverine's claws, but has kinetic energy or something like that. Some kind of like an energetic form of Wolverine's claws.
Yeah, Leo likes it.
A little figure of Sabretooth and Wolverine that I guess are to scale, which is kind of cool. Tell me why it's $65. $65.
$65.
Leader
not
classes
bad.
Are about $45. This is a $20 upcharge on, get this, on a license they already own. How is that possible? I get it with the other licenses they had to pay. Like, hey, Top Gun, can we make a Transformer? Here's some money. Hey, Back to the Future, can we use DeLorean? Here's some money. But they have the license for X-Men, so who the fuck are they paying?
They're paying themselves.
What is this extra $20?
That is a very good point.
Speaking of Transformers Collaborative, we have a re-release coming of Ectotron. So for people that missed out on the first...
That extra paint.
Ectotron. We have the exact same one. So for people that missed out on the first Ectotron, we're having a release of the exact same figure almost. Comes with a new a couple of the new ghosts, so Slimer and some blue ghosts, a new face sculpt. Son of a bitch, is now you're making me want to get it.
That's cool.
And new packaging, but so instead of
that's the old face.
Look, so instead of being in that cool retro, instead of being in that cool retro G1 box in vehicle mode, it's now in like this weird packaging where he's in robot mode and you can see the face and everything like that. And same price as before, so, and it's got some new decals, I think, to match the look of the new Ghostbusters Afterlife movie. I really wish they did a bit more to it, honestly. Easy pass for me. A new face isn't enough. Not all the time. I think that's my time right there, so guys, have a great new year. Thanks for having me back on.
What's in your room? Thanks for having you back on.
We had him back on twice in the same day. You're welcome twice. Thanks for working for us.
They want that $600 COVID money, says diplomats.
Man. Okay. Shall we get back into the news then, AJ?
Say yes. Yeah, I guess so. I thought I had questions for Will.
Wait, do you?
I don't think so.
Iron Man?
No.
Captain Iron Man?
Oh, yeah, like 150 for that? 150? That looks dope, though.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks dope. It does look worth it.
How big is it?
Really cool, huh?
How tall is it? How big
scale,
is it?
Scale? I believe it's the 7-inch scale, 6-inch scale. Like
120. Oh, it's kind of small.
No, it's the size of a Marvel Legends figure.
Kind of small. You missed it. You should have been here, Danny.
You should have been here. The shield sticks to the back via magnets, and the whole thing is a metallic, beautiful paint scheme. It's so gorgeous, but God, is it so pretty.
Who else are they doing? Do you know?
How much is it?
They have 150. They're doing Wolverine. They did prototypes of those already. They already have Iron Man out, and then Iron Spider-Man.
Who makes it?
A company called Sentinel.
Oh, yeah, you said that. That's right. So, like, some third-party company then, right?
A third-party company that doesn't have a license yet.
Mm. I'll think about it, but it looks cool, though.
But what's up with that X-Men Blackbird? I mean, I think it's a great idea, but, like, where's the extra money going?
It's extra paint, dude. You got to get that light blue paint and that yellow to make the red for the visor, you know?
He's not buying it. He don't look fucking convinced.
The lightning, you know, that to mold that?
I wish we had a second camera to show his face.
Or take it from Goldard.
Like effects they've used before. And all they're doing is adding new pieces to a figure that already exists. It can't cost
that takes manpower to kind of collaborate that together, you know? Someone had to go out of their way to kind of go find all that and put it together, get an artist involved to, like, you know, design it real quick, even though it's a reskin.
Already worked there. They didn't go find someone new. Like, they knocked on the door.
The packaging, you know, the box, you got to put the X-Men logo on that and everything, you know?
I don't see it. I think it's just bullshit. I think they're really just they're tugging on our balls, honestly.
Some people like that. All right, let's get back into it then.
All right.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
Live Q&A with Wags.
All right. That yeah. Cool. If anyone has questions for toys and shit to Wags, you know.
Ask him now while he's here.
You got the rest of this episode to ask. But for now. I'm going to go ahead, AJ. You ready?
Yes, go.
Okay. So, you know Star Trek? Have you ever seen Star Trek?
The movie is about it.
That's fine. You know who Scotty is, right? The Scottish
Scotty
guy.
Scotty Pimpin. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who beams you up, you know? He's the guy who works in the engineering room.
That's why I ask her when I'm not beamed up.
Can't take much more of it, Captain. You know, like the famous lines, right? So, apparently, you know, that actor, his name is James Doohan.
Okay.
He died in 2007, right?
Damn.
And, you know, when
the original actor from, like, the original series?
Yeah, like the OG actor.
Okay, okay.
And so, like, they were, at the same time, launching a space station called ISS. And the family was requesting that, you know, they have his ashes up there on the space station, you know?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, you definitely heard about it. It was a big deal because the space station denied it.
Damn.
They were like, no.
We're not going to put any more trash in space.
Oh, fucked up.
I didn't mean like that.
That was too savage, dude. But basically, that's what they were saying. They were like, no, we're not going to put his ashes up here. It's a space station. We don't have room. We're not designed to have shit like that, you know? But also, apparently, there was this famous video game producer. He's also a billionaire, so he was able to get on the space station. I'm going to tell you his name right now. But yeah, he's like a big video game developer. He's a billionaire and he has really good
connections. Elon Musk.
No, it's not that fucker. I would definitely tell you if it was that fucker. But the whole thing is that he was actually able to make a deal with that family right before he went into outer space. And what he did was he took the ashes.
Oh, shit. Got him out there.
Fucking put him up there.
That's cool.
But he couldn't say shit about it. So we're 12 years later now, and now he's fucking talking about it. And he's like, yeah, I did that shit. The guy's name is Richard Garriott. He's a video game developer. He's a millionaire. He has a lot. He loves space. He like makes games about space, I guess.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to look into him, too. I don't remember what he makes. But, yeah, he was a big fan of Star Trek. He loves fucking Star Trek. And the family reached out to him and said, hey, we heard you're getting on the space station. Would you do it for us? And he's like, fuck yeah, I'll do that shit. And so he fucking snuck his fucking ashes under some kind of floor panel there on the space station.
Wow.
Nobody, including him and the family, said shit about it for 12 years.
He had like his own little suitcase or something where he kept it in. He had to go and stuff it underneath some floorboards.
He probably did. I'm sure he did.
Unless they probably check his like luggage before he takes off.
Well, I know
that. Going through TSA and all that.
He was able to pull it off, man. It's a place to board the Falcon 9 rocket. And yeah, he just fucking sprinkled that shit under a floor panel. He said, "Is like he said, wouldn't fuck anything up. It wouldn't hurt anybody's fucking anybody." And
wait, the Falcon isn't that Elon? Isn't that SpaceX? Not NASA? The Falcon.
I didn't say it was NASA. I never said it was NASA.
Yeah, you didn't say who it was, but like
yeah.
I think the Falcons are like yeah, that's Elon Musk. That's SpaceX. I think Elon Musk would have been down for it. But do it, dude.
So Elon Musk did take some of his... I'm sorry, I'm mixing up. Elon Musk did take some of his ashes up to the Falcon 9.
Ah, okay.
As well. But they got what they wanted, and it is on that space station 12 years ago.
That's crazy.
And I guess the statute of limitations of it being a crime is 10 years, so that's why he waited for 12 years to talk about it. Smart guy. So he cannot get sued or fucked with because he did that now.
That's crazy.
All they can do is clean it up and get rid of it, but, you know, it's already out there.
Oh, so just sitting in a space station is what's going on.
Under a floor panel, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, hope no one goes and finds it now.
I mean, they could... You can't take away his soul now, you know? It's been too long, man. It's been too long. But, yeah, I thought that show was pretty fucking interesting, right? Pretty cool. Other thing real quick I want to mention.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, have you heard of, you know who Walter Amada is?
No.
Walter Amada is the guy in charge of DC for the past three years. He's the reason the DC movies are good now and why the whole franchise has been getting saved. He's the one who said, we're not going to do any more collaborations and connections. We're just going to make separate movies and fucking work on it from there. So he did Aquaman, Birds of Prey, Joker. He kind of made them all their money back, right?
Nice.
But now that guy's kind of being a dick, and he's kind of saying that, you know, he's not going to... it starts back with Ray Fisher, the guy who's playing Cyborg, and he was mad that, you know, he was treated like shit, and Wonder Woman was treated like shit, and, like, their cast was basically treated like shit by Joss Whedon. And, you know, Geoff Johns and Walter Hamada let it happen. And, he's now saying, Walter Amada just put an announcement saying they're going to put out 4 to 5 movies every year for DC from now on.
Fuck.
4 to 5 movies, bro. And then the Cyborg guy said, fuck Walter Amada. He lets people treat us wrong. I'm not being in any more movies that he's fucking making.
Damn.
And I'm like, I feel him and I feel where he's coming from. I'm like, dude, you just fucked yourself up, though, because he's the president. He makes all the DC movies. So you're out now. Like, you just fucking talked your way out of the DC movies. And now your voice doesn't matter anymore so much. So I'm like, you probably shouldn't have done that. But it's pretty crazy. Like, he really did let them kind of treat them like shit. And then, like, when they did the investigation to, like, you know, see if they were treated like shit, he's like, no, I'm against it and I'm not behind it. Like, that's what he said. I'm not behind this whole investigation. So it's like, oh, shit. Is he actually a jackass? Because I like Walter Amada. I'm like, dude, he made me like Aquaman. I thought that movie was going to suck ass. And I watched it, and I was like, that movie's good.
Like, he has good ideas, but, like, his way to get there doesn't seem good.
Exactly. Either. He doesn't have the best way to get there, and he doesn't seem to care about the actors so much. So, yeah, the actor who plays Cyborg is now out of the DC movies. Walter Amada said they're going to make more movies, but I guess we're going to see what happens. Everything's hinging on whether they care about the Zack Snyder shit. Because, you know, they're going to do that Justice League thing again. But the rumor is that they're not going to fucking do anything after this remake. But we'll have to see what happens. But moral story, Walter Amada is putting out more movies, and Cyborg is out of the DC world now.
So if they continue with it, they might have to recast him.
Yeah, they probably if they
want
to.
Which will make people even more upset.
Yeah, that would probably be a bad move. They should just write him out, honestly. And one real quick thing to mention, he also mentioned when he talked about doing more of these movies, they're going to be pushing forward two new DC shows, which, lucky me, will fit into my fucking DC TV show series world.
Hmm.
They're going to do two new shows, Static Shock and Batgirl.
Cool.
And those are going to be pushed to the beginning of 2022 or the end of 2021.
Live action?
Yeah.
Live action Static Shock.
Yeah, so live action Static Shock has already been greenlit. It's going to be written and produced by Michael B. Jordan.
Nice.
He's not acting in it, but he's producing and controlling it. And then Batgirl, I don't think they have a director yet, but it's greenlit and they have producers. So it's happening. So yeah, but he said they're going to be pushing forward more series because they see the success of them. So Static Shock and Batgirl are happening. And they're going to be on HBO Max specifically. I hope they stay in the same universe as Titans, Doom Patrol, and Stargirl. I really like that
show. Yeah, those
shows already connected?
Yeah, those are all connected, yeah. Oh, nice. Doom Patrol gets introduced in the sixth episode of Titans. Mm-hmm. Like, there's an episode of Titans called Doom Patrol. Mm-hmm. That's where you first meet them, and then they get their show. Oh, nice. And Stargirl makes a reference to old-school superheroes that are kind of talked about in Doom Patrol. So, like, it kind of tells you, like, yeah, they're in the same shit, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. I like those TV universes because they don't show you Batman and Superman or the Justice League, but they tell you they're there. They're like, yeah, the Justice League, they're the top heroes. You know, we just don't fucking deal with them because we deal with smaller crimes.
It's like the Hell's Kitchen crew, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
How can they call themselves that? That would have been cool.
They're Titans.
The Hell's Kitchen crew.
You're talking about the
Defenders? Yeah.
Man, I would have loved that. I really wish they would have been heroes for hire.
HKC, motherfucker.
I could hear Luke Cage saying that. Or Jessica Jones.
Right.
Anyway, did I make my point with that? Yeah. Batgirl and Static Shock are on the push, so look forward to them either at the end of next year or the beginning of 2022. AJ?
Nice. So Avatar, The Last Airbender. Is it Airbender? Actually, no. I think it's just a whole series in general. You ever wonder, T, like what the what's that dish they had? The sea prunes or something like that?
Yeah.
You ever wonder what that tastes like?
No.
Well, you might be able to find out pretty soon because there's going to be an official Avatar cookbook coming next year.
Oh, shit.
So
I like how Mako is in the background there.
I don't think this is an official like cover or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But this chick, Denny Dorsey, who's apparently has been on like Food Network TV shows and all that in the past, competitions and all that, she's putting together this recipe book based off dishes in Avatar universe.
Damn, that's actually pretty exciting. It makes me want to rewatch Last Airbender because I know there's a lot of things I thought looked good in Last Airbender.
I'm trying to remember what though. Like the only thing I can remember them eating is stuff from like. The Southern Water Tribe, you know, when they had that dinner with one bloodbending lady.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing I can think of. Oh, also that one time, like they went to when they found Katara and Sokka's dad, and they had something and they're eating and Aang was like, "Blah," you know.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Water Tribe food sounds nasty, says Tai Chi. Yeah, I think so too. But they said they're going to have foods from all different, from the shores of Kyoshu Island to the crowded streets of Ba Sing Se. The official cookbook collects signature dishes from all four nations, like vegetarian plants of the Air Nomad, fire entrees from the Fire Nation, seafood from the North and South Poles, and delectable cuisines from the Earth Kingdom. So that's kind of what you can expect out of this. Coming out in August 24th, 2021. Mm-hmm. So look out for that, which I might pick it up just to see what is doable in there, what sounds good. Maybe do it. I don't know.
All right.
You down?
Yeah, man. Fuck it. Let's try it out, dude. I'm down with some Earth Kingdom food. Okay. The Eternals for Marvel. Eternals Legos. They put out a Lego set for the Eternals because I guess the release date was supposed to be the end of this year. It was supposed to be like...
Yeah, it was supposed to come out in November.
Yeah, November this year was supposed to be Eternals.
We were supposed to have seen it by now.
Yeah, and for that reason, there's certain licensing that comes up with the companies that are doing the toys for them and the Legos for them, and they are allowed to put their shit out. And so they wanted to. And guess what? There's a Lego set for the Eternals that kind of fucks the movie up a little bit. I mean, it may not, because we all know that there's plenty of Lego things that come out to not be true.
Yeah.
They do this on purpose. They put some things there true and some things there not, just to kind of throw you off a little bit. But for this Eternals thing, there's a few things in here that I think are definitely worth investigation. One thing is definitely that
To the Iron Giant.
There's a scene in here called, with this one you see on top, called The Eternals Aerial Assault. And we don't know what's going on with that, but we see they have a flying beast, and two Eternals are fighting that flying beast. There's another one called the Deviant Ambush, and Deviants are the enemies of the Eternals, like the anti-Eternals, basically, the evil Eternals. And they pretty much confirm they're going to be in the movie by saying that there's a Deviant Ambush in there. And then lastly, R.E.M. Shadow, this fucking giant robot-looking thing, is actually a real Eternal. So they're telling you right here, we're going to see a fucking Celestial Eternal in the movie, and at some point, maybe they're fucking with us, and maybe they're just adding it just to add it, but signs are pointing that that's going to happen. It also includes Angelina Jolie's character, as well as I can't remember his name, the Korean guy from Train to Busan. He's playing Gilgamesh. But his character and Angelina Jolie's characters are both in this scene where they're fighting this giant celestial thing. And I think it tells us the Eternals are going to be dealing with some big-ass shit.
Yeah.
Another set called The Rise of Domo, who's another villain of the Eternals. And guess what? There's a set for him, too. And like, they might have accidentally told us a good part of the story of what's going to happen with it. I can't put it together because I don't feel like I know enough about Eternals.
Yeah,
history.
It's not making sense to me right now either, so...
I get the deviant thing because I think I know the scene from the books of the deviant ambush, but everything else is foreign to me. So I don't know. But anyone who's a big comic book fan, you might be able to figure out where they're going with this movie by looking at this. So it's worth checking out. If you're a Lego fan, it's out now. It's available. Yeah. But Marvel's Eternals Legos.
Yeah, I feel like right now would have been the time to release that set too. Like either now or last month would have been the time.
Yeah.
Because Eternals is supposed to be out in November.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. But yeah, hopefully that's dropping hints, but they don't make sense in most people, I suppose.
Not to me, for sure. All right, AJ. Oh, wait, you only have what, one?
Two more,
okay. Tell one, I'll tell a couple, and then I'll finish.
All right, one is about the freaking theme park, the Nintendo theme park.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we talked about it or not yet, but the video that dropped.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Didn't we talk about it last episode? The one before last? Do we not?
I don't think we talked about it. I guess I don't remember talking about it because I know I didn't watch
it. You know what? We didn't. You're right. Let's talk about it. We did not talk about it.
Today, was it today? Yeah, today was, or maybe yesterday I watched it. I just watched it just the other day or this morning. I'm not sure when it was because, you know, days are blurred. But I got to watch it. It was Shigeru Miyamoto going through it, walking through the park and kind of just talking about certain things. He didn't go over everything he said. It's like, there's a lot of cool things here that we're not going to mention because we wanted to be surprised, but here's some of the cool things that, you want to know about it. So for one, one thing that you can buy there is this power-up wristband. So it's a wristband you can wear like a watch, and there's different different character like colorations they have. So one here in this picture is a Mario one. They have like a Yoshi, a Peach, a Luigi. I think they have a Bowser one, I think. And these are ones you could just wear. There's a QR code in the inside of it that you scan with your phone. So there's an app that you want to get when you go to Universal Studios to go see this park. You scan that code and then it kind of knows you're there now.
Yeah, now you have a little wrist that activates things within the park.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of similar to like what the Harry Potter land did with the wands. It's something similar to that. What they have around the park, though, is like different like question mark blocks and just blocks in general that you can actually just kind of pound with your wrist and then you'll collect coins and it'll go straight to your app so that you collect coins. I wonder if you'll get something from that. They didn't mention it, but what's the point to collecting coins?
I was wondering, they didn't talk about that.
Yeah, like can you cash those coins in at the end of the day for something cool? I don't know. I guess we'll find out later on. Also, though, they mentioned that the same wristband that you can use throughout the park, of course, since you bought it, you can bring it home, and it's an amiibo at home. So you can have an amiibo type, connectivity with certain games. So who knows what that's going to bring. But maybe like in certain Mario games, you'll get something special out of them. What else is there? Oh, yeah. And then throughout the park, they call them activities. So different activities you can do to collect these coins, maybe even keys, they said, too. One of the cool things they showed is that there's like a Koopa Troopa walking around that you can see really high up. And if you hit this block, as this pound block at the right moment, that Koopa Troopa will kind of like fall into a tunnel, a tube, and then hit another pound block that gets you a key. And then, you get activated like, oh, you unlock the key. So that's a little cool thing you can do. Also throughout the park too, going through certain mazes and all that they have there, like the underground level stuff they have there, you can collect stuff in there too. You can get popcorn buckets. They have some cool looking buckets, a star one and a mushroom one. And apparently there's a star flavor, a mushroom flavor. There's a cafe. The cafe looked cool, where you can buy like a Mario burger and all that, a mushroom burger, stuff like that. Yeah, everything just looks cool. Just watching that video, everything looked dope. Like just being in the land and all that.
It did look dope. I liked how immersive it looked.
Yeah.
I like how when you walk in, that you get the tunnel feel and you see the fucking Bowser thing. Like, but honestly, I felt like there would be more active shit going on. I was a little disappointed by looking at it. Like, by not seeing you couldn't walk into certain things or walk up to certain things, I was like, ah, it's
kind of
lame.
I kind of expected not to walk onto those huge platforms in the background.
Yeah, well, no, I thought so too, but that's what almost confirmed my disappointment. Mm. I was like, ah, you can't do nothing with any of that. It makes it feel really small, like that's it. Like that plaza is it, you know?
I'm pretty sure it's going to look kind of small, but I think they're not showing us everything.
No, you're right. I feel like there's probably another ride and probably another attraction that we don't know about.
Maybe.
But I don't think it's going to be massive. I feel like we are seeing like 75% of what we're getting right here, you know?
Yeah, here's that pound block thing. So if you hit this pound block down here at the right time, oh, this is a turtle shell that bounces back and forth from the bottom. Hit it at the right time, then it's going to go up and hit this pound block. This dude will fall over, and then that key is yours. Well, like, not physically. But I don't know what those keys do either. And then going to this level 2, you can find random blocks like this that you can get coins out of. Now, it doesn't even tell you it's a block, but if you try it out, it's probably a block.
Your shit will confirm it for you if it is,
Yeah. These hidden little things in the walls, you can touch that, it'll light up. It'll probably get something special out of that.
It gives you coins.
It gives you coins, too,
We don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, this was cool, too, fighting up a bomb.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really didn't understand that when he was talking about it. I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure you can, like, again, with, you know, the turtle thing going back and forth, hit the pound or the pow block at the right time, you get something. Maybe something similar there. Some type of mini game you'll get to interact with in a way.
If it's about timing, I'll be down with that because that's very consistent with Mario. You know, like timing and hitting things at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be cool with that.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to have that wristband to even participate in doing any of these things in here.
Extra money.
Yeah. But there's that. What else would it talk about? Oh, this thing. I'm not sure how I feel about this little toy they're talking about. It looks cool that you can make them walk like that.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. I'm good on that.
Looks all right. Oh, fucking Mario and Luigi being there. They actually talk, too. They can have their actual voice.
Yeah, the voice things are on. They have some kind of speaker or something.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I like the cafe. So it looks like obviously it's a TV, but it looks like you can see the back of the kitchen. You can see the toads running around back and forth, like they're cooking your food and all that. All the different meals they got there, too. So pretty unique stuff going on there. I'm kind of down to check it out someday.
Next year, bro, let's make a trip.
Yeah, right.
Once the virus is chill, let's fucking go.
And then we're supposed to get something very similar out here, so maybe just wait till that. Who knows when that'll be.
We'll see.
Maybe
I don't think that's going to be
3 or 4 years from now, maybe.
I'm not going to wait on that. Dude, they got that shit done so quick because it's Japan. Over here, it's going to take a long-ass time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. Pretty cool.
But yeah, but that was pretty cool. Collectible shit, of course, all over the place. They're also saying that the little store they have there is going to have exclusive stuff, too, so something to look forward to in case you do go.
January 15th, I'm sorry, maybe it's January 6th, whatever the first weekend is after the 1st of January, Attack on Titan will be premiering on Toonami, so you guys can keep an eye out for that. Toonami is still going, it is still busy, and they still have all the hot new anime, and they'll be premiering this newest anime, adaptation of Attack on Titan's last season. I believe it's January 15th, first episode will premiere.
Why is it taking him so long? I can watch that on Hulu right now.
Yeah, but you know, episodes. If you want to watch it on TV, bro, you gotta wait. You're welcome. Other things. Spider-Man. Spider-Man actually has a new costume they made for 2021. Guess what? People don't like it. I don't know how it happens or why he gets this costume, but this is his new costume.
It looks weird.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Like the eyes look weird.
I don't like it either. It looks very robotic.
It looks like a Fantastic Four suit. Just saying.
Oh, wow. It does kind of, huh? That's true. No, but it's funny because he actually does have a Fantastic Four suit, which looks better. Like, four Fantastic Four than this. But yeah, it's just really weird. I don't know. I'm about to read the comic and see what's up.
Looks like a cross between Fantastic Four and Tron.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean to stand against you guys, but I really do dig it, actually. I like the glowing spider. And I actually, the kind of patterns are very reminiscent of the Ben Reilly Spider-Man costume.
I give you that. That's true. The patterns are very reminiscent of that.
The way that the white goes over the shoulders, over the gloves, and then this middle part here, and the spider itself is large, just like the. And I like that it has that Tron feeling to it, so I dig it.
I feel like if I never knew Spider-Man, I would be cool with this outfit. But since I know Spider-Man, I'm like, I kind of like the old one better, yeah. Personally.
You dig the classic red and blue, not this weird white and blue.
Yeah, but it doesn't look bad, though. It just, to me, it doesn't screen Spider-Man. I feel like they could have made this a new character rather than making it his new costume.
Yeah, he could be a new character. If Ben Reilly came back to life and he's like, hey, this is my new
Spider-Man. Oh, that already happened, and he does have a new costume, so no, that can't happen. Yeah, Ben Reilly is back. And he's Scarlet Spider.
He turned
Spider.
To dust. How do you come back from that?
He's back, bro. And he's Scarlet Spider. And he has a different costume. And it's not this costume.
I feel like if Spider-Man was an official X-Men, that would be his costume.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Yeah, you're right, dude. If he was an X-Men. Yeah, I feel that, Danny. I feel that. Go. That's all true. Right. Good point.
Give you guys people to like it.
All right.
Tai Chi in chat says the Spider emblem looks like the Future Foundation version.
Yeah, I think that's probably what makes AJ think it's a Fantastic Four-looking costume. Because it's very, very Future Foundation-looking. Future Foundation is the costume he wears when he's part of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, so they want to call it Fantastic Five, so they just call himself Future Foundation?
Yeah.
Because
Johnny Storm is out. They're trying to find him, basically.
Oh, we did talk about it last week, but we didn't do a show last week.
Yeah, we didn't do a show, so...
So that's false. Anyways.
Yeah, so... Okay, I should probably talk about something else before we run out. Okay, AJ, you ready for this, man?
All right. No. Yes.
I don't think you are, bro. Right? Okay, I'm going to tell you anyway. Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
The comic book.
Uh-huh.
Wait, should I tell you? Because you're not caught up. Are you going to catch up on the comics?
The Turtle comics?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, because I'm not even started.
Okay. The current comic that is issue 115 is going to come out in the next week, right?
Okay.
Also, check out the new email I sent you. Forget this one. Shit. Check out the new one I see. All
right.
Apparently, in this newest comic, issue 115 for Ninja Turtles, it's going to be Toka and Rezar meets Bebop and Rocksteady.
Oh, crazy.
They're going to fucking meet, bro. I don't know if they're going to be cool with each other or they're going to fucking be rivals right away. But I guess in this newest comic, they're going to finally be bringing Toka and Rezar into the modern comic storyline.
That's interesting.
And they're going to meet Bebop and Rocksteady. So, yeah, I'm very interested to see where they go with that, what that means, really, you know, for the whole thing. I don't know. All I have to say about it is go, play, have fun.
Yes.
You know? I want them to do that.
Yeah, Matt, I don't know if they've ever met each other, except for maybe in the CGI Nickelodeon version.
You know what? Maybe they met there for a minute.
But they wouldn't have met Toka, because Toka happened to be a big planet. A big turtle planet.
What?
Toka was a planet in that series. Rezar was a character, but he was originally Dog Pound, and then he got extra mutated, and then they renamed him to Rezar, Razar, and that's how we got him. And then he was still working with Shredder the whole time.
They can't just fucking change exactly who they are like that. That's fucked up.
That's what happened. I can't, you know? I don't know what to tell you.
AJ, fix happened. It.
But yeah, so Bebop and Rocksteady were there when Razar was there. I don't remember any. Anyways, interesting in the comics though. I don't think Toka and Rezar has been in the comics because they're not an original comic character. I think they were made for the movie.
Yeah, they're movie only.
Yeah.
That gives each of the turtles one specific person to fight. Like,
ooh,
that
if they're a team, that's true. Oh, that's pretty cool.
And Bebop and Rocksteady are already pretty strong as a duo. You know, they just get outsmarted.
Same thing with Toka and Rezar.
Yeah.
They're pretty strong. Like, they can't really beat them. They're just smarter than them.
Yeah.
Yo, so what if the turtles had to get good enough to beat each of them one-on-one? That'd be
damn,
cool.
Or just get help from, like, you know, Casey Jones and April and all that.
Or Metalhead.
Metalhead, you know, and freaking...
All the homies. Usagi.
Or else the homies, yeah.
Damn, I hope the Ninja Turtles get captured and we get a Ninja Turtle Rescue Avengers team.
Damn, that'd be cool, right?
Usagi, Casey Jones, led by April, you know, like fucking Metalhead.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that big robot guy who likes Donatello who helps him out? I forgot his name. He's only in the cartoons, I think.
Anyway. Fugitoid would be good.
Yeah. Like, you know, all those fucking fools that, like, love them. That'd be pretty cool. I feel like it'd be fun.
Leatherhead happened to be an ally in the animated version on Nickelodeon, too, the CGI version. So maybe him. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Actually, no, there was a side group in that version, actually. Yeah, the Mutanimals. There's a bunch of people that were like mutated, and Leatherhead being one of them, and some other guy like this doctor they had, they were friends with. Oh, I think it was it
Baxter Stockman?
No, Baxter was he's a bad guy for sure. But other people that like, happen to get mutated in the show end up becoming friends at some point, and they're their own team. There's this pigeon dude, this one monkey brain dude. Yeah, I think his name was Monkey Brains actually. so maybe you could do something like that. That was cool. Anyways. Okay. Other news. It's your turn or my turn?
Yeah, I'll do one more.
All right.
Let's see. Mention Toonami. Pokemon Secret of the Jungle. You guys heard about that? It's a new Pokemon movie coming out. Animated one. There's a trailer for it and everything. I think there's a poster for it I got there.
Yeah.
But Pokemon Secret of the Jungle is going to finally explain who the fuck Ash's dad is.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Is it that monkey?
I don't know. Maybe
this is a new Pokemon that just was introduced into the recent patch, the update, and Sword and Shield.
Maybe that big ass jungle guy.
So it's a movie to explain him.
Maybe that jungle guy that the monkey has his hand on is his dad.
So it's
maybe
definitely a monkey Pokemon.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. No.
No.
That's the first time you've seen the back of his head. Yeah, he's like a legendary type or a mystic one.
We probably haven't seen him yet.
Which most mystic and legendary Pokemons get movies.
But how do you guys feel about we're finally going to learn about Ash's dad in this movie? Like who he is, what his Pokemon journey was.
Yeah, you know.
Professor Oak?
Yo.
Imagine surprise, motherfucker. It's Professor Oak the whole time.
It is. What came out first, Pokemon or Hunter x Hunter? Hunter X Hunter.
Hunter X Hunter, yeah.
Hunter X Hunter first?
Yeah.
So is Pokemon kind of like doing the same thing as Hunter x Hunter where like, because Ash, you know, didn't know like, you know, his dad or his dad was a Pokemon, right? Or a Pokemon trainer, right? Went out to be a Pokemon master. And like, is Ash trying to find him? You know, similar to how Gon became a hunter to go find his dad.
We know he wanted to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, follow in his footsteps. Like,
but I don't know if he wanted to be to find him. That's a good question. I don't know.
I know Ash didn't want to go find him, but like,
I know he never even asked about him.
Yeah, true. He never really mentioned him either.
He just said that his dad was a Pokemon trainer. He wanted to be one just like him. But that's all.
That's about it. Yeah.
I feel like that's all we ever heard about it.
What if it's Red and then he's his son? That's why I think
that would be fucking dope. If Red is his dad, I like that, Will. That'd be cool as fuck.
That's cool.
And he goes to talk to him. He's like, Dad, I've been looking for you forever. Like, you know, Mom misses you. And, you know, I've been training so hard to be like you. And you see,
dot, dot, dot.
And then they battle. Like, and the battle starts.
And then Ash is like, oh, that's so much wisdom.
Yeah, he's like, dude, my dad's amazing.
Like, you should have heard what he told me. Oh my God, and then Gary's dad is blue.
Damn, dot, 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 dot. No, he would talk shit, though, right?
They both talk shit.
Which means Blue's dad is Professor Oak.
He does call him Grandpa.
Whoa, oh, shit. Damn, that would actually be funny if the Red and Blue timeline is the prequel to fucking... That would explain why there's Johto Pokemon. Actually, that would explain why there's Johto Pokemon.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are there Johto Pokemon in Kanto?
I don't know.
Unless time has passed.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting in a rabbit hole right now. I think we should go to something else.
And shit,
the mysteries of Ash's dad will be revealed soon.
Secrets of the Jungle. I wonder if it's going to be similar to Hey Arnold. If anyone's seen that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The jungle movie, right? Mm-hmm. Where they've actually just... Oh, I can't say anything because of the spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah, yeah. They live in the jungle, though.
Yes. There's something about a jungle and parents. All right. Any other news?
I do have one more. Go ahead after you.
I want to talk about my last one.
Oh, all right. Real quick, I'll say Cobra Kai dropped on Netflix. That was the thing I was going to talk about earlier. It's out there now. Season 3. You can watch it right now if you want to.
Cool.
And Gretzko season 4 has been greenlit. It is coming. Keep an eye out for that. And a weird ass movie, not coming out till 2023. Wile E. Coyote versus Acme. I was like, what the fuck?
Finally. The battle we've been waiting for.
The one everyone's been asking about. You know, the battle of the century. I mean, I don't think this motherfucker's ever fucking won a battle with Acme. He blows up every fucking time.
No. See, the thing is, he's always trying to catch a Roadrunner, so he buys all this Acme stuff, but ends up failing on him, right?
Yeah.
And Taiji asking, is this legal drama? Because that's what I'm thinking, too.
Is this illegal? He takes him to court?
Yeah.
He takes Acme to court?
He's like, yo, I've been spending all this money on your equipment to catch this damn Roadrunner, and it's not helping out. I think you got some false advertisement going on here.
He has fucking, like, Morgan Freeman's voice, fucking speaking off deep and, like, technical about law. That'd be fucking hilarious, dude. I like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Who would be his lawyer? Probably like Bugs Bunny.
I was thinking Porky Pig. Yeah, I was thinking Porky Pig, too.
He's always a lawyer.
Yeah, he's usually a lawyer. Yeah. He's, like, fucking up his speech while he's talking about it.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one with a law license.
With a degree. Yeah, he's the only one with a degree.
What the fuck? When was that established?
He's always the one that comes up and defends them. Like, okay. So I'm assuming he's got a
degree. Okay, he got something, right?
They don't let anybody just fucking practice law, you know?
Definitely not that.
Pretty sure they do.
I mean, it is Looney Tunes. I'll give you that. All right, but yeah.
All right, so first, like, Warner Bros. Movie in forever, huh?
Yeah. Or no, I mean, yeah, first Looney Tunes movie in forever, for sure. But AJ?
Doesn't Montana Max have a law degree or something? I don't know. He's only a kid. So I kind of doubt it.
He doesn't seem to care too much about the law. He just cares about being an asshole.
He has money. That's all he has.
All right.
So my last piece of news, Kanye West approached Nintendo wanting to make a video game apparently at some point recently.
Like a Kanye West video game?
Yeah. Like a game.
A game called 808s and Heartbreaks? And like
possibly. I don't know. But former Nintendo president Reggie Fils-Aimé revealed in some podcast he was on, and they're kind of talking about it, and saying during one of the E3s, Kanye approached him and Miyamoto, asking about, like, they wanted to chat about making a game and all that. And after kind of talking a little bit, Reggie and maybe Miyamoto both went out to, you know, to one of Kanye's offices out here in California. And they're talking about it. He was talking about part of what he said, quoted here. Part of it was talking about what he was up to. He was experimenting with a piece of video game content. He wanted reactions to it. He comes out and says, "I want to work with Nintendo." And then
He's like, "I want to work with Nintendo." Like, we asked to see your project, bro. We didn't ask who you want to work with. Like, fucking Kanye.
And then Reggie goes on to say, "We had so many different projects at Nintendo going on, and the possibility of doing something with Kanye just wasn't there. So he had to find a way to politely decline this opportunity to work with him." He told him, "Kanye, you don't want to work with us because we're tough. We're hard. All we do is push for the very best content."
Yeah, there's a lot of amateur game developers that try to go for Nintendo shit, and they just, and you know, they know what they're doing, and they're just like, "No, sorry, this isn't what we're looking for." So someone like Kanye to jump in must be very fucking difficult, I would assume.
Right. And so this is what Reggie was telling us, like, "Yo, we're difficult, we're hard to work with, you know, we push for the very best, high quality stuff, right?" And he said, "We would not be the type of partner you would want to work with." And then he said, Kanye says, like, "That's the exact reason why I want to work with you guys, because of all that." So Reggie was trying to lay him off easy, you know, but, you know Kanye.
Oh my God, Kanye.
Yeah.
Just stop making things.
But, you know, in the end, of course, it didn't end up happening. They try to do some talks, but they kind of just, I guess they kind of ghosted him after a while.
Kanye West doesn't need to work with Nintendo. He doesn't need to work with whoever he's working with now. So.
Yeah, but that would be just like Kanye to be like, "You know, I want to make a video game. Who's the best in video game? Nintendo, straight to the top right now." Where, like, he could just easily just maybe make his own little game
with that
company.
Exact face on, look on his face when he's doing it. Yeah, Nintendo. Yeah, that's our board.
Nintendo. But I wonder what kind of game that would have been, though.
Yeah. All right.
You think it would have been a music game, though?
I don't think it would have been limited to a music-based game, but I do think there would have been rhythm in there in some way. You know, I could imagine that. But I wouldn't say that it would be limited to a music game.
Would you have played it?
No. Unless I heard it was amazing, which would probably be pretty rare, you know? Maybe I'd try it out. But all right, that being said, on Focus Week, let's start with Wags. What you got?
Well, we got New Year's tomorrow, or New Year's Eve tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's not an answer to a
Oh, yeah, guys.
Week, but all right, that's true.
I wanted to say this at the beginning of the episode, but I didn't get to say it, but this is the last episode of Unfocus.
For the year. Are you guys ready for this? Stay tuned out of the podcast, maybe a little later. We'll talk about some predictions.
Actually, next week we're going to do predictions. I was working on getting the last year's episode record it so we can listen back on it.
Oh, okay, good move.
So next week we're gonna do predictions for 2021.
All right.
And see if we're correct about this year's corrections or
like
predictions.
I'd like to see that.
Wise, what do you got planned for the rest of your week? What are you gonna do, man?
All right, so I got till Monday before school and work starts again. So I'm trying to play some more Splatoons, trying to finish Pokemon so I can start making a team. So
marathoning Mandalorian, I'm sure.
Mandalorian's gonna be on the
that should have been
list.
On top of your list.
I'm still talking.
Should have been the first thing you said.
First
well.
Thing,
Mandalorian, and then a buddy, my girlfriend's best friend just got Dead by Daylight, That's my favorite game in the world right now. So we're going to play some Dead by Daylight at some point.
Cool.
And
that's a game where you're like, you got to fight the bad guy, right? It's like a team versus
there's a killer.
Like
there's a lot of games. There's a lot of games like that. Yeah. You got to fight the bad guy.
Every game. You got to fight the bad guy. And then
but someone is the bad guy. A human is the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
And he
okay,
kills
yeah.
the other guys. And yeah. you guys try to escape. That's fun. I love chasing people. And
what's the name for those type of games?
Get you guys to play Magic.
So that's not going
to
happen.
That's for next year's Unfocused. That's your Unfocused year, is to get us to play Magic.
I see.
It might happen. You never know.
I got Danny so far, and he's in
yeah, because Danny learned so fast, I might try it.
You know, I'm not 100% shutting it down. I'm just not likely to play it. I would maybe play it one day. All right, okay.
Danny already won his first match. He did some bullshit. And then
he did some bullshit. Okay. All right. AJ, Unfocused Week, what you got playing?
Maybe more Splatoon because everyone else is playing it now. Try to level up that Splatoon Splatfest shirt. Team Star, guys, let's do it.
Let's do
Team
it.
Star,
but
join
not,
it.
But we don't want too many people because then the ratio gets fucked up.
Maybe, but sometimes it works out though.
That's true.
Sometimes,
that's true.
Not all the time,
I think it
worked out last time too.
That's true.
And then I don't know, maybe 3D printing more shit because honestly, I'm getting badass with it right now.
Okay.
Soul.
Maybe read this.
Maybe read that. Actually, I got a stack of other shit to read. You know, I still haven't read that yet. Still got all that Sonic and Usagi and Power Rangers. I got one more Power Ranger comic to read too. So maybe do some of that. Maybe put together this last Lego set I have and then just put it away somewhere because it just takes up too much space.
You can see that ice skating rink, bro. Don't trip.
What?
The Lego ice skating rink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta cop that. That's right. I want to find more of those little packs that have the enemies in it because some of them, I want a Bullet Bill and a freaking, there's another one I saw in there that I wanted. But yeah, look out for those.
Paratroopa.
Yeah, I definitely want a Paracoopa.
A Paracoopa.
A Paratroopa
yeah.
Koopa. I don't know what they're called, but para something. And then that's pretty much it, I think.
DJ, Unfocused Week?
For me, well, because of you guys, I'm going to have to like play a lot of Splatoon.
Yeah, man. You're almost at level 10. Then we can play for real. Get in there.
And I play a lot of Destiny 2. And, you know, they have that like leveling up every few months to reach the level 100. So I'm at level 96. So I'm about to finish that.
Shit. Okay.
And I'm a bit more
like a season type of thing.
Yeah, season.
So it's going to restart at some point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
So I'm at level 96. I'm almost done with it. And when it comes to anime, I'm rewatching Dragon Ball Super. Is it Super?
Yep.
When they have that Universal contest.
Yeah.
I just wanted to rewatch it again.
It's pretty fun. I like it.
And reading comics. The comics you gave me, T.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully you like that, Miss Marvel.
I'm already reading them, so it's pretty cool.
Shit. You like it? Okay, yeah. Cool.
They really gave Master Roshi like a chance to shine.
This is bullshit that Master Roshi's fucking there and Yamcha and Chiaotzu aren't there. I'm like, this is so fucking stupid.
When he mastered like to not be perverted.
Yeah, I know, right? And that gave him more power. I'm like, no.
It was funny though.
I like it.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Yeah, dude. I was like, man. My only problem with the modern Dragon Ball is the power rankings. Like, why is Master Roshi so fucking strong? Like, it doesn't make sense.
They don't explain it yet. Yamcha should be stronger than
Yamcha and Chiaotzu should... I mean, not saying they should be the best, but they should at least be stronger than fucking Roshi. Like, anyway, okay. All right, for my Focus Week, I have the next part of Daredevil I gotta read after this one. I'm gonna keep watching The Expanse because I fucking love that show, obviously. Stargirl's been great. I'm gonna keep watching that. And I want to start something new, but I don't know what to start yet. So if anyone has recommendations for shows or movies to watch, let me know. I know for sure I'm going
to
knock out Sonic, and for sure I want to knock out Wonder Woman. Those are the two things that I'm going to knock out soon. But everything else, like, feel free, throw me out some shit, because after that I'll be done.
Clam Blitz, what?
Oh shit, Clam Blitz. All right, guys, that was Unfocused episode 285.
See you next year. Next year.
Oh shit, next year.
Next year.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts. or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!